Hello, ladies and gentlemen, it is Red Team Sarah. Welcome back to our political podcast. And as you know, I have been posting links, and if you haven't noticed from also those links that I've in fact started the Patreon. In fact, I started the Patreon about a month ago. I didn't really get it that much introduced. I more have made one post talking about what I'm going to do on it and such for beginners and such who are going to either subscribe to or at least check it out. And if you've also noticed, I have made a GoFundMe campaign and such. And it's mostly for my local autism awareness club. It's going to be going to there. And as I said before, I am going to probably also now have charity live streams I might, such as on YouTube if I set up the channel. And obviously, I am also still trying to figure out the entire Twitch live stream situation. I have been figuring out how to set up donations and such, and how to really set it up the entire live stream. And it's slowly coming together, but we still are going to have to look. We're still going to have to wait for a little longer to see what happens. But, again, we are getting pretty close to starting our first Twitch live stream. But that's what really I got to say for our intro. So we're going to kind of move into the very first incident. So the very first incident we're going to get into is Joe Biden having a sexual, I think, harassment or such as incident involving a Nevada candidate or a Nevada politician. And so, I'm sorry to say this, but I was not surprised that Joe Biden had something like this. Because Joe Biden, he's made some very suggestive behavior to some people. And I mean very suggestive as in a quote around it. And so, this didn't really surprise. This didn't really come out and say, oh my god, that's so surprising. Like, the Bernie Sanders one was actually surprising to me. That one was actually surprising. Because I had always expected Bernie to be the great leader of the women's movement to really fight for them. But instead, no, he had actual sexual harassment going around in his campaign. And that was kind of an irony at that moment, because it was like how they attacked Trump and said that he probably harassed half of all of his female staffers. And now, and in real life, actually, his female staffers said it was a great time working for him in the campaign. And so, and now we have people such as Bernie, Hillary, and Biden now actually getting accused of sexual harassment, which is, again, a irony that this, that the party of women, supposedly, is in fact the party against women. And I have actually talked to some people about how the Democrats have become a party such far, have become much farther away than from women than ever before. Even though some SJWs have said, no, the Democrats are getting the closest to us since ever before. In fact, the fact is, actually, it has been seen from the average women, not including conservative and Democrat, that they agree with each other, that the Democratic Party has actually moved away from women, and if they have moved with women, they've instead used them as more pawns, because that's what I believe. Because if you notice the behavior of the left, they've used women not as a symbol of greatness or a symbol of pride. They've used it as a symbol of advancing political ideologies. They've used them as a way to really say, oh, this is how great we are and how great this movement is. They don't really actually acknowledge what they did. They just acknowledge that it helped their platform. And it just, again, goes back to the idea of how Democrats have slowly became also against white people. I think, in fact, Democrats have become fully against white people. They have been continuously pushing themselves away because they believe, at least, that if they associate themselves with white people, they're going to get lose political points. But I'm just going to say this right here. If you're going to push yourself away from the white population as much as possible, you're going to lose the election. The white population makes up about at least 50% of the entire United States race geography. So if you're pushing yourself away from them, you're actually probably more likely to lose. And that's also what kind of relates to how the left has become worse and worse. Their IQ, you would say the party's IQ has become so much stupider. That's really the only word I could really find, is that they've just become so much more arrogant, so much more or less thoughtful. They've just become a party in which they don't think about, oh, is this going to help me? They just say, no, it's because it's our political ideology. We're just going to go out there, and we're going to do it the most extreme way, as much as possible, and that's going to gain us voters. Yeah, it's going to gain you voters from, like, Antifa and the SJWs, which already probably support you. It's like it's not really changing much of a boundary. It's more just securing yourself in Antifa and the extreme feminist group. Because Antifa is already supporting the left only because they are even in a little bit of a way associated with the Communist Party. And Antifa clearly is a Communist Party. And I kind of told people how the reason why they're anti-fascist is because they're pro-communism. They're clearly, because communism is against fascism in a way. It's against fascism only because it kind of models the capitalist system. And so they kind of say, well, the fascists use that system, so they must be enemies of communism. So that's why they hate fascists, because they believe that any capitalist or anyone who actually believes in the economic system in which the power, in which money is generated through competition and overall letting everyone really work for that money, work for all of that income, they believe that they are part of the Nazi party or whatever. And so we're going to kind of get back right into Joe Biden. So Joe Biden, he, at least this is what she said, is that he had inappropriately touched her. And I think that's, and again, there's not much details of this. I've literally just found this. In fact, this was pretty recent, about 2 hours ago. So I'm guessing this is really all the details we have. I think she also stated that he had also made claims for her or in some way like that. And so really this again just points to how confident the left is and how arrogant they are. They believe that they can just get away with things and just blame it on everyone else. They've become the party in which they say, oh, we could just move it away. We can just move it away from us and blame someone else for it. Like, even if we clearly do it, we can just move it away from them. And that's what the really terrible part is that they are so much against people. They are no longer the party for the people. They're just the party for themselves. That's why people such as Alex Jones and others claim that they are the globalist elite, because they are literally the only people that can just get away with this, is the elite, because they can just pay off whoever they want, they can influence whoever they want, and they can just get away with it. And so it just really, overall, just points to the real factor, again, as I said before in the C. Smollett case, of how the justice system is turning. It's turning itself backwards. We're turning less of a reformed justice system, where we can actually rely on them, into more of a, are we going to be able to think that these guys are actually choosing the right decision? Are they actually picking from the evidence, or are they just doing this out of political favor, or out of bribes, such as the prosecutor who was funded by George Soros with over $400,000? And so it's again just a very disappointing moment. It's beyond a disappointing moment. It's a disgraceful moment for America, because America is really showing a form in which no true American wants to see. A country that cannot fight for itself. A country that cannot never be united. A country that will never survive. America cannot survive if it has this kind of climate. It's just a underestimated fact that America, if they continue this progression in politics and justice, America itself is going to fall, or at least the government's going to in some way be reformed to really start controlling people, which is obviously what many people don't want. It's the government to become more powerful, because then they're going to become more powerful than the people, and so it's just going to lead to tyranny. But the Biden case, again, it's not really that detailed in. We kind of have just really heard some of the accusations. We haven't really heard much else. So that article is probably still going to come in later, when either Joe Biden responds to it or such. But we're going to kind of move into something that I actually was never planning to discuss. But as you know from Bestie Davos, she had in fact proposed that the Special Olympics be cut funding from the United States. And I didn't agree with her. I was heavily against it. I think that it was not showing the compassion of America. I think it was completely selfish to cut off the funding, and I think that Betty DeVos should never have even considered the thought. Even Trump had to go against his own cabinet to say, no, that's not right. We cannot do this. And so I think that was a great move by Trump, because if he had just allowed it, he would have looked terrible in front of everyone, not only to the American people, but to his own cabinet in his government, because it would have seemed like he would just be a yes man and just say, okay, here you go. Have the, we'll just cut. And the overall problem she would arouse is, how is the Special Olympics going to really represent all of the mentally, not disabled, but the mentally impaired and also the physically impaired? Because if I said mentally disabled, that would actually be the wrong term. Even though I sometimes like to loosen the ends on terms such, but that's just truly something I don't like. Because I know some people who have autism and such and have epilepsy, so I just feel more entitled to use just such as impaired rather than disabled. But again, really, this article doesn't really point to much of anything else other than just Betty DeVos really trying not thinking it through. I think Betty DeVos should have at least thought it through, because I don't really believe that she, in a sense, even thought about it. She kind of just more of said to herself, well, maybe this would help the United States in funding. Yes, it would, but I think that it would overall not be right. I think it just would be purely a selfish move in America to the view of the entire world. It's just to say, oh, we need some extra money. We're just going to back out of this program because guess what? We don't care. Even though Trump did move out of the Paris Climate Agreement and he renegotiated NAFTA, those are agreements that are much different. Those were political agreements and they could be changed. The Paris Climate Agreement, no one else in the Paris Climate Agreement ever even lived up to their agenda. So the United States said, well, we're doing well in greenhouse and coal emissions and we're just paying for you guys. So we're going to leave. And I kind of still feel like that the move was much better than what people thought. Because people at first thought that it was not a great move by Trump. Because they were thinking, oh, the greenhouse and such, they're gonna skyrocket. But they haven't. In fact, they've been decreasing over time by, I think, at least 2% every single, 5 months or so. Or even less. And then when he renegotiated NAFTA, people were trying to say, well, that's unfair. Why he can just change the deal like that? That's, what about Canada and Mexico? Well, they clearly agreed to it. So I don't think it's really unfair if the countries agree to it. And I'm just going to really just put this right here. If we're going to be constantly on the short end of NAFTA, why are we going to just sit there and let it go? We cannot ever be on the short end. And that might sound like I'm trying to sound cocky, but it's just true. A country can never be on the short end because they're going to start losing. And then those countries, they're going to start realizing, oh, we can just do this, and they won't do anything. So then they realize, their mindset starts saying, oh, let's just do that. And then we're never going to get caught or anything like that. And it's just overall going to decrease America's entire persona in the world of trade, economics, military action, and such. And again, this doesn't really relate to the Betty DeVos decision, but it does at least put another angle on the entire issue of what she said. Because if she had really meant that she was going to cut funding, if she meant it in a different way, maybe I can understand. But if she was just cutting funding just to supply America with an extra amount of money, I would be completely against it. Because America raises enough money as it is. I think America is pretty good on the finance scale, and we can really afford it. And I think, again, that it's just beyond selfish to really stay back and just hold all that money for ourselves and rather aiding, again, the people who have suffered, who got these impairing, not diseases, but conditions or physical conditions that they never asked for. They never asked for it at all. They never said, oh, I want to not be able to use my legs. Oh, I want to have autism. I want to have blindness. They never said that. They never said that. And it's just overall another real subject that people really, I care about, because it's really just aiding to every single special needs athlete, because they're going to really see that they're actually cared for and that they have actually a chance in life to really succeed. But there's really nothing else much of, because the latest news I at least heard from Betty DeVos is that she reversed her decision after Trump and a lot and many critics started pouring out their message to her. So we're going to move a little bit to a different article. So as you've heard at least from the Pennsylvania election and such in 2020 predictions, I've at least heard that people have been attacking Trump once again. They've been attacking Trump for what he said during his rally. And I watched some of the rally. The rally, it was pretty good. I think it was pretty good considering how Trump... It wasn't one of his best. No, it was never near his best rally. Because he's done many rallies where they were much better than that. But that was definitely one of the better rallies he's done in some time. Because the last three rallies, they were okay, but they weren't great. But I think Trump really, in a sense, finally brought it up. Because he finally is able to go into a rally and not have hecklers keep saying, oh, he's a Russian spy, or at least the moderate, or at least not the extreme left, can no longer say that he's a Russian agent. I bet the Antifa group and such, they're going to continue to say that he worked for Russia because they don't believe any kind of evidence. They just believe in themselves. But, again, the Trump rally itself, it really showed how Trump felt. Trump really was worried. I think Trump was very worried throughout these last 2 years because he knew that if the justice system went against him and they purposely either found evidence that they either, in a sense, fabricated or anything like that, he could very likely be in prison. He could be in prison for at least 10 years and would involve him for a lie. But luckily, the justice system didn't go against him and it worked out fine. And you might be saying, but you only say it worked out fine because it worked out for your side. Well, the reason is, it's because, guess what? There was, again, for like, I don't even know, like the 10th time I've told you guys, but there was over 13 Democratic donors on that justice team. 13 heavily paid. That means there was at least 13 Democrats on that team, which worried me beyond belief. Because if you're going to really say a system, a justice team that's biased, yeah, you're putting 13 people who very likely supported Hillary Clinton onto the team that's investigating Trump. That's not if that's not suspicious, then how is it then Trump could just grab like a Republican like politician and put him in the Supreme Court and say, this isn't suspicious in any way. It's not suspicious. It's just how politics work. I'm just going to say this. I don't have a good Trump voice. I've never had a good Trump voice in my life. I kind of more sound like, we're going to build a big one, it's going to be so great. Like, I just can't do a Trump voice. I just sound way too, like, high. That's the problem. I've never been able to. I can do a good Bernie Sanders impression. Hillary, no. I just don't have the voice for that. And Mike Pence, and I feel like he has, like, a voice that you can mimic pretty well, but not a voice that you can go really and say it sounds almost the same. But back to the obvious events right now. So, again, the mainstream media has been freaking out. They have been freaking out over this since then. And they are just going to continue to attack Trump and his rallies. And they're just not going to believe it. I bet that Don Lemon and such, they probably are still saying, no, Trump is a Russian agent only because he's a racist. He said countries in Africa that are so bad that they have to recycle... that they have to recycle literally everything just to get one day's of drink every single 5 days. Now, they're not bad countries. And as if you don't notice, that's a reference to when he called certain countries assholes. And I didn't care. I literally didn't care. I think it was right because he was calling the countries that, as to what he said, were crapples. They were because they're so poor. And I don't want to attack people. We're not attacking the people. He never said the people. And that's what something the entire left didn't understand, is that he wasn't attacking the people. He was attacking how the countries were doing. Not the people, the country itself. But people interpreted it as he said that blacks were being attacked by him. And that's the really stupid part, is that he never stated in any way that he was attacking the people. He was attacking the government and how the country was doing, not the people. But the left is so, again, disillusioned that they will just grab any kind of statement Trump has and just turn it into a Trump says something misogynistic. Learn today at CNN. Trump talks about how he interfered with Russia now on the Rachel Maddow show. Like, they just constantly spin everything. They spin everything to their will. And they will not... And they will not stop until they succeed. But I believe that the mainstream media won't succeed. They will not succeed because the people are constantly seeing. You're seeing this from the views. Rachel Maddow Show was dropped heavily. Fox News gained a surge. CNN has been losing viewers over time. MSNBC has also been losing viewers over time. More podcasts and broadcasting stations that tend to be conservative have had huge launches over the past time. YouTube channels have also that have conservative views have been launched. Like, because do you really see like a Ben Shapiro owned by Cenk Uygur? Oh, Donald Trump is so wrong. Other than, obviously, the media sites. Have you really seen that? No, you mostly see conservative YouTubers. And many conservative YouTubers are, in fact, have at least millions of views. You got Steven Crowder, who I think from the last I checked was 3.6. He might even be 3.7. And you got Mark Dice, who has 1.4. You got Ben Shapiro, who has at least 1.4 million, or at least on the Daily Wire, it has over 1.4 million. His channel itself has over 600,000. It's just really showing the real sign of conservatives are starting to be more and more viewed, they're starting to become more and more accepted, and they're starting to become more and more popular. That's why Gen Z is continuing to become more and more conservative, because social media outlets are starting to really show their true form of how much dysfunction in their political system. So then children are kind of saying, hey, this is not working out. The left, the Democrats didn't do that well. Let's check out Ben Shapiro or something. And then they listen to it and they start saying, oh, that makes total sense. And they start keep listening to others and they start really reassuring that they're conservative. And it's an overall process that really starts spreading conservatism. And I'm not saying that you have to be a conservative when you're on the media. No, you could be an extreme leftist and I wouldn't care. It's just what you think and what you're planning to do is what I care about. It's not about who you are. Because this is what I even told one of my, like my sister. It's not people who are neo-Nazis. It's not the person themselves. You could be a great person who donates to people all the time. You could be someone who's always helped out the community. You could be a great person and still be a neo-Nazi. Like, it's not the person themselves. It is the idea that is evil. Not the person, the idea. If the person commits it, yes, then they are considered evil. But if they've never committed it and they just believe in it, they're not evil, it's the ideology. And that's something people constantly mix up. Is that if, because, and you might say, but Antifa, you're saying that their ideology is evil. Well, look at Portland and such, and that's why I'm calling it evil, because those people are literally performing what they're saying. The neo-Nazis, they're not doing it. Obviously, they're still terrible people. I would never defend a neo-Nazi. Like, do not ever try to say I defend neo-Nazis. I defend the people who have the political ideology of Nazis. I don't defend Nazism itself. And that's what something people have been noticing is that such as Ben Shapiro from The Economist, where he was entangled by alt-rightism, even though in alt-right, they don't actually like Jewish people. And Ben Shapiro is very obviously Jewish. So, I would say something, but I'm not going to say it because I don't really want to say it, but it's just really dumb and just overall an incompetent thing I've ever seen, is to consistently call Ben Shapiro an alt-rightist, because it just doesn't make any sense. It's like how Antifa talks about Trump as the, like, next, as the anti-messiah of the world. It's like, okay then, I guess he's the anti-messiah. He's going to destroy the entire world. But guess what? The world's not destroyed. In fact, the world's probably much safer now. But really, this just points to the real issues at hand. The issues are the FBI's history with the Lisa Page testimony, the justice system, not including the FBI with the Jussie Smollett case, and the left's use of lies and conspiracies to fund their plan. That's what this entire probably week has been, is the left's lies, conspiracies, and just all out trying to really influence the system and turn it against every conservative as much as possible. But I don't really have much of anything else for today. So that's going to kind of end it here. So Again, I am actually sending a GoFundMe, as I said in the beginning. So I kind of want you guys to support it. I've also started another GoFundMe, which is called I am on a, it's either something called I am on a mission or something like that. And it's for the troops at the border. I actually have set all the both of the goals at $1,000. I'm not expecting them to reach it in any way, but I'm definitely wanting to help support the troops at the border and ICE, which I'm hoping to release money to. So that's what I got for the end today. So I hope you have a great rest of your day. I hope you spread the message out against the leftist against the leftists who continue to lie and conspire against our government and try to influence us. But that's going to really end it for today. So I hope you have a great rest of your night, and I hope you continue supporting the podcast.